Well,
thank you, Madam Chair. Chief Christensen, great to see you. Thank you so much. Obviously, no one can argue that nationally and internationally, the fire seasons are with us everywhere from Australia to Alaska, so obviously a lot going on. One of the things I'm pleased to see is there's $15 million in the President's budget to implement the Technology Advancement Act that Senator Gardner and myself pushed through. That's everything from GPS locators to real-time fire information. We did a great demonstration of this in Spokane that I loved because we were at a fire station, and literally we were in the garage in the fire station, and they lit a can outside, but you couldn't see it because the fire was going, but you couldn't see it. But the heat detection, you know, sensor that we had in an aerial sense could detect it, showed it on our monitor. Oh my gosh, there's a hot spot. We got to get right on it. So we're just such a firm believer in this technology. What can we do now to speed up the deployment of this technology? CBO had estimated that it would like you could do the whole Wildfire Management Technology Act for just $8 million. So we feel like a lot can go forward this fire season. So what can we get done with that money?
Yeah, the money is really appreciated, and it you know, what to whatever levels Congress does choose to fund, we stand ready to be able to implement. Now, you know, funding it is the highest priority on being able to have the resources, but we have to make sure we invest in the right way. So we are moving out now, regardless of whether these funds come forward or not, on doing some pilot tests around these resource trackers. The technology is changing, you know, weekly, and so we're working interagency in three. We have three different scopes of questions in these three major pilots across the country, with a incident command team to 100% of the fire personnel in another region, across agencies, and they're different test types so that we can stand ready should we get the funding to deploy. We know the best investment and the best operating procedures, and we're going to use existing funds to move that forward.
Well, I appreciate that, and so I would think that then when you look at the maps for the, you know, what we get a few months here and further into the early summer, you'll look at that and make technology use projections based on where you think hotspots are or the biggest threats, or?
Well, on the resource trackers, that's more where we are considering what kind of fire activity we think we'll have in those areas, but it's capability, it's the readiness of the cross, you know, the multiple agencies that are affected. So we're deploying that now because it's a little bit more of a test that we need to get stood up now.
Well, what about the GPS trackers for firefighters? That seems very easy to deploy.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the tracker, the resource tracker, okay. The GPS trackers.
Okay, so that's just that resource. Okay.
Yes. Yes, and then we've been working on.
I mean, that's very low cost, right?
I wouldn't call it low cost with the amount of infrastructure that you have to put in place, and the training and the capacity, and maybe and the, you know, if we're talking interagency, we're talking 15,000 fire personnel, and we put it on our what I call our militia that do fire. There's another 10,000, so it's not low cost.
Right, but obviously we're looking for people when they're deployed, not when they're. We have enough other problems.
Right? Yes.
So we're just looking for the deployed individuals and
absolutely
and tracking them.
In a high fire season, interagency, we can have 26,000-27,000 okay. folks
and
deployed.
So, okay. And all at the same time?
Yeah, and peak parts of seasons. Oh yes. I mean, that's getting up there and breaking the record. We're usually around, depending on what kind of fire activity, we're usually, you know, anywhere from 5,000 to 20,000 in a height of a fire season, but it's pressed close to 30,000.
Well, I would hope, you know, obviously we've lost Northwest people in some significant fires over the last, you know, two decades, and
You bet.
You know, we definitely would also like to see the weather forecaster, you know, smoke forecasters, you know, on the ground in those situations, because we think that is critical as well.
Yeah, Senator, if I could just quickly interrupt on the wildfire monitorization piece, our researchers are ready to deploy an app that will, you know, every firefighter has a smartphone that would give real-time escape routes and safety zones on their app as they move about. So there's all kinds of other capacities with this that we're growing.
Well, we'll look forward to obviously being large and vocal advocates for this budget and doing everything we can to help you get these things deployed. We think the challenge just grows every fire season, and so we definitely want you to have every tool and glad that you're going to embrace the modernization with or without this 15. And clearly, we want to get you those resources. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And Senator Cantwell.